Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on honoring the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the virtues of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday we explained that all this is part of adab and etiquette, that we show respect and regard for anything that is related to deen, anything that is connected to deen, even to such an extent that a khajur box that got the picture of the Kaaba Sharif there, got a picture of Madina Sharif, person has finished eating the khajur, even that box also he doesn't take it and throw it into the bin, because there's some connection between that box, that package and deen, that package and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the city of Madina, the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So continuing with this, now there is a great connection between the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself. So therefore, how much respect needs to be shown to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Yazid ibn Hayyan rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Hussein ibn Sabra, Amr ibn Muslim and I went to visit Zayd ibn Arqam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So he's saying that three of us went to visit a sahabi by the name of Hazrat Zayd ibn Arqam radiyallahu anhu. Look at the thinking of the people at that time. These three people, they're not sahaba, but they're going to visit a sahabi. But look at what is in their mind, what they're thinking. He said, whilst we were sitting with him, Hussein radiyallahu anhu, Hussein rahmatullah alayhi said to him, O Zayd radiyallahu anhu, you witnessed much good. You saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You heard his speech. You joined him in jihad. And you offered salah behind him. O Zayd, you witnessed much good. O Zayd, relate to us some of which you heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, they're telling him that you had this sohbat, you had the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First thing we learn from here is how important that companionship is, that sohbat is. So he's telling him, he's first reminding him that you had the companionship, the sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we're coming to take from you. In other words, when we are taking deen also, we must take deen from those people that spend time in the company of their seniors. Because that's how deen spreads. When these sahaba spent time in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they went and they related deen to those people that came and spent time with them. And like that, the chain came down. Unfortunately, today we have social media. So a person just thinks that he can just take his deen from Google. Any article he reads, he finds, he can take it. And this is deen. But actual asal deen is to take it from those people that have spent time in the company of those that have studied it and learnt it from their ustads, etc. Anyway, so he said, O my nephew, now he's replying, Hazrat Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu, he's replying, he said, O my nephew, by Allah, I have become very old, and a very long time has passed since my time with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have forgotten some which I used to remember about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so accept what I have to say and do not impose upon me anything which I do not remember. Look at the honesty of sahaba. If somebody had come to ask us, we'll be so bold to say, this is what I saw, this is what I heard, and this is what I'm relating from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or, if it was us, this is what I'm relating from my ustad. But see the honesty of Hazrat Zayd ibn Arqam. He's saying that long time has passed since Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world. And I'm also gone old. So accept from me what I remember, and don't ask me what I don't remember. Look at the honesty, the level of honesty of sahaba. So he says that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up to deliver a khutbah, a sermon, at a watering hole called Khum. So there was this place where there was like a watering hole, a well, where sahaba was stationed. So one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up there to give a khutbah. It lies between Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the sahaba were on journey. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a khutbah. He praised and he glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He admonished and he reminded us. Admonished here means that he warned us and he reminded us, listen, O people, I am merely a mortal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at his honesty also, not claiming to be above what he is. I am a mortal. In other words, that one day I'm also going to die. You sahaba are with me today, but remember that tomorrow I also won't be here. So this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that I am merely a mortal. An angel of death of my Allah will soon come to me, and I will respond to his call. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that I will respond to the call of Malakul Maut. I am leaving two important things amongst you. The first is the book of Allah, which contains guidance and illumination. So accept the book of Allah and hold on firmly to it. Emphasize practicing on the book of Allah Ta'ala and encourage holding firmly onto it. He then said, and the second advice to you is my family. I order you to obey Allah Ta'ala and to fulfill the rights of my family. I order you to obey Allah Ta'ala and to fulfill the rights of my family. Hussein Rahmatullah Alayhi then said to Hazrat Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu, O Zayd, who is the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are his wives not his family? He said his wives are part of his family as they reside with him, but his family members in reality are those whom it is unlawful to give charity to after his demise. He asked, who are they? He replied, they are the family of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, the family of Hazrat Aqil radiallahu anhu, the family of Hazrat Jafar radiallahu anhu, and the family of Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu. He asked, is it unlawful to give charity to all of them? He replied, yes. Another narration has it that, listen, I am leaving, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen, I am leaving two important things amongst you. One of them is the book of Allah. It is the robe of Allah Ta'ala. Whoever follows it shall be rightly guided, and whoever abandons it shall be misguided. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. When it comes to respect also of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama explained that it should be done in within its limits. Some people take it to extremes, like the Shias, etc. Take it to extremes, to such an extent, now that they run down Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and even the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this hadith we learn that the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are also the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's one small hadith here that finishes off this chapter. It is completed. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma an Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu mawqufan alayhi annahu qal irqabu Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi ahli bayti. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said that honor Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by honoring his family members. People say that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had no regard. Wa na'udhu billah, I'm talking about the Shias, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. But look at this hadith that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is quoting. He said, honor Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by honoring his own family members. It shows that he had great respect, great love, that muhabbat was there. So therefore, this love for the family also of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is within its confines. A person shouldn't go to any extremes, because in deen, if a person goes to any extremes, then what one of two things can happen. Either he'll come out of deen, or either he'll start innovating or taking a new way, a way that was not taken by the past, the pious of the past. And now this way also becomes a very, very dangerous way. As Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say in a very nice way, in Urdu and Arabic, the word for extreme is ghulu. Ghulu means to go to some type of extreme. So he said, jisko ghulu karta hai, usko ullu banta hai. That person who takes the path of ghulu, of extremism, he becomes a ullu. Ullu means he becomes a foolish person. So if a person decides anything, he wants to take an extreme route, and he'll become a ullu. Allah Ta'ala save us from becoming this. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of having deen in front of us and practicing upon it in the correct manner. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.